Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, it's a pleasant day across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies, while Jerusalem sees a few clouds. In Haifa, expect mild temperatures, making it a lovely day to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, a source in Beirut tells Israel Hayom that Hezbollah is working to delay the implementation of the agreement with Israel. A diplomat warns the organization aims to buy time until deadlines set with Iran and the US. Also, the Israeli Air Force struck a vehicle near the Lebanon border. This vehicle was carrying four suspected militants. The IDF stated it will not allow Hezbollah to harm Israeli civilians or soldiers, according to JNS. Also this hour, Germany will increase its annual funding for Yad Vashem, the Holocaust Museum, to 5 million euros. This comes under a new agreement signed during German Foreign Minister Johann Wadephul's visit to Israel, I-24 News reports. Separately, Iran fired missiles at commercial ships in the Strait of Hormuz earlier today. Two vessels sustained damage, but no casualties were reported, as tensions rise after stalled U.S.-Iran talks, Ynet reports. And finally, Israel's government has taken a significant step toward authoritarianism. For the first time since its founding, the government rejected a binding ruling of the Supreme Court, Forward reports. Here's what people are saying online. Iris, a citizen journalist, reported just minutes ago about explosions in Damascus, Syria. These occurred near the hotel where French President Macron is staying. Open source intel analyst OSINT 613 confirmed the explosions in Damascus near the hotel President Macron slept last night. I24NEWS English broke the news moments ago. Initial reports indicate two explosions near the hotel where French President Emmanuel Macron is in Damascus. Now for more on those stories, starting with the situation in Beirut. Israel Hayom reports that Hezbollah is attempting to delay a key agreement with Israel. According to a diplomat, Hezbollah seeks to buy time until deadlines involving Iran and the US. This delay could complicate diplomatic efforts and heighten tensions in the region. Turning to the border incident, JNS details that the Israeli Air Force targeted a vehicle near Lebanon. This action aims to prevent Hezbollah from posing immediate threats to Israeli security. This strike comes amid ongoing tensions between Israel and Hezbollah, highlighting the fragile security situation along the border. Meanwhile, I-24 News covers Germany's decision to boost funding for Yad Vashem. The agreement signifies a deepening of historical and cultural ties between Germany and Israel. The increased funding will support Holocaust research, strengthening educational initiatives worldwide. In the Strait of Hormuz, Ynet reports on Iran's missile strikes on commercial vessels. These attacks further escalate tensions following the collapse of diplomatic talks with the US. The incident underscores the volatile situation in the region, with potential implications for global shipping routes. Finally, Forward raises concerns about Israel's government rejecting a Supreme Court ruling. This unprecedented move challenges the checks and balances within Israeli governance. The decision could have profound implications for democracy and the rule of law in Israel. Turning to business and markets, first, Germany plans to deploy an Arrow 3 missile defense battery at a former Nazi base. This decision by the Berlin Defense Ministry involves a system purchased from Israel, marking a significant step in military cooperation between the two nations. Separately, a new perfume is causing excitement according to Israel Hayom Business. The Narwhal Flow 2 robotic vacuum was tested alongside other products, highlighting innovations that cater to consumer demands in Israel. And finally, Globes reports that Palo Alto Networks will join the TAS 35 index next month. This U.S. cybersecurity giant represents a substantial part of the index, though its weight will be capped. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 12 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.